You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Now, I know we're stirring up some excitement on this new study in Matthew 24 we started Thursday, but hey, we're back to Romans here today, and this will play for a couple days. Romans, we're back to our sermon series, Preach That Island Community Church, Romans chapter 12. This sermon is entitled Behave Like a Christian. Now, that's not my title. That's the subject heading in the New King James, starting in verse 9 of the book of Romans, that says, let love be without hypocrisy. That's where we're starting here today. This will play for a couple days. Lord willing, at the end of the week, we'll be back again with what will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age. But in the meantime, that's where we're at here today. For more info on this ministry, I encourage you to go to WGODradio.com or the Facebook page as well. We're on Facebook. These programs, the sermons are uploaded usually by Sunday afternoon, as well as these daily radio broadcasts, which come from the microphones here at the WMI studio, are uploaded on there. You also can follow us on Twitter if you'd like, if that's what you like to use, and it would be exactly what you'd think on there, and that is at WGOD Radio. I encourage you, and I ask you, stay in the Word of God, because the days are evil. And the key is to stay in the Word, whether it's, well, we're starting with reading and soaking in the Word of God, not in someone's sermon on the Word of God, but of the Word of God. God never promised that Paul Esposito or Adrian Rogers or anyone is alive. And the Word is, it's His Word that's living and active, not our interpretation of His Word. So to be transformed by the renewing of your mind is not to listen to a radio program. It's going to help you, but it's through being in the Word of God itself. The Word is living and powerful. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's where the power is, and that's where the transforming power is to transform you into a spiritual giant. That's my joy for you today, friend, that you would be transformed into a spiritual giant. Now, here to aid and abet that somewhat is today's sermon here from the Word of God, Behave Like a Christian. Part one of this message now, taken from the 12th chapter of Romans. Behave Like a Christian. Now, that's not my title. That's the title in the subject heading for what we're going to look at here today. Moving along in the 12th chapter of Romans. First, I want to thank Pastor Darren for bringing the word last Sunday morning. Greater works than these he will do. Great sermon. Thank you for it. Thank you for preaching that. There's a couple copies left on the back table back there. They're in a yellow sleeve. If you'd like a copy of them, grab them, and I'll make some more once we run out. So, greater works than these he will do because. That one word sums up the whole sermon. Because I go to my Father, he said.
Now, the subject heading out of my New King James for today is behave like a Christian. I can perhaps think of no greater thing that causes Christians to lose the faith or at least never set foot in a church again other than Christians behaving badly. I see heads with disdain going down everywhere. Christians behaving badly. You hear about it all the time. Certainly the press is anxious to remind you of that too. Pastors gone bad, divorcing their wives, getting caught in something really bad. Or people sitting right here in this church. When they're here in this church, they put on a particular face, but then when they leave here, they're like Lon Chaney Jr. They spring claws and go, he was an actor. But that's the whole point. Acting is the word hypocrisy. We're going to look at that word in great detail here now. Which is one of the reasons the Bible warns you that if you make yourself a friend of the world, because the world will corrupt you, you certainly are no friend of God's. Matter of fact, he considers you, not only does he consider you, he calls you an adulterer. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world, John wrote. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away in its lusts, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Now, all these verses are on the handout, too, that I'm quoting to you, on the bottom of the handout. Now, even the Lord Jesus himself, on his famous Sermon on the Mount, said, therefore, do not be like them. You are different. You are a peculiar people, Peter calls you. Indeed, there are some peculiar folk. With some Christians, the angels probably have to check their notes to see if they've got the right person. I read the story of the stressed out woman tailgating a man as they drove down a busy boulevard. When he slowed to stop at a yellow light, the woman hit the horn, cussed and screamed and angrily gestured at the man. As she was still in mid-rant, she hears a tap on her window and looks up and sees the face of a police officer who ordered her to exit the car with her hands up. And he took her to the police station and put her in a holding cell. An hour later, the officer returned and said, I'm sorry, ma'am. I've made a big mistake. When I pulled up behind you and I noticed your What Would Jesus Do license plate holder and your Follow Me to Sunday School bumper sticker, I assumed your car was stolen. Satan doesn't care so much that you're a Christian as long as you don't act like one. Because you can run out the whole family of God by not acting like one. Now, in my travels, I've run into more people, elderly people, who were run out of church years ago. Most of them have been run out of church by hypocrites. Play actors. You know, let me say this too. The worst possible rebuke that can ever come to a Christian behaving badly is the rebuke that comes from an unbeliever. Listen to this out of Genesis chapter 20, verse 1. Now Abraham journeyed from there to the south, and he dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar. Now Abraham said of Sarah his wife, that's my sister. And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said, indeed, I love this, you are a dead man because of that woman. You are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, because she's a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her and said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, she's my sister? And she, even she herself, said, he's my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I've done this. And God said to him in a dream, yeah, I know you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet. First mention of prophet, by the way, in the Bible. And the first prophet in the Bible, Abraham. Restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you will surely die, and all that is yours. So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all of his servants, and told them all the things in their hearing. And the men were very much afraid. Verse 9. This is Genesis chapter 20, verse 9. Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to us? Have I offended you so much that you've brought on me and my kingdom this great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to have been done. Now the title of my sermon is Behave Like a Christian. That's the worst kind of rebuke you ever could get. Is when it's so bad that God has to use unbelievers to put you in your place. Behave like Christians. We're in Romans chapter 12. We're going to pick it up in verse 9. It says, I'm in the New King James. Verses are on the handout too if you don't have a Bible. Let love be without hypocrisy. Now the King James says dissimulation. The word is hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. All right, we've got 14 commands here in these first few verses. And here's three to start. So I encourage you to write these down. Imagine the Apostle Paul was here with you today, instructing you on how to live right, on how to live out the Christian faith. I encourage you, write these down and see how you're doing. Number one, let love be without hypocrisy. Now there's a bad sin. That's like someone saying, I love this church. And then going to someone else and saying, you know, I hate that church. That is the definition of hypocrisy. It's to say one thing, but believe something else. A hypocrite, is a Greek word for an actor. I said this last week. He had a face on a stick. And he would hold it up in front of his face like that. And he'd pretend to be somebody that he's not. Let love be, Paul says, without hypocrisy. Play acting. Now Jesus promises, this is another study in its own right. He promises, you can read it in Matthew 24:51, a special place for all hypocrites. It's astounding.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD.